Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast for Contractors. Get actionable advice and tactics on how to grow your home service company. Plus interviews with industry experts dropping value bombs in marketing, sales, and operations. And now, let's power up your home service biz with your host, Mark Ambrose of Battle Plan Marketing.
All right. Hello, home service pros. Welcome to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast, episode number 86. Today, we're going to talk about how to create website content that will rank in Google. We're going to give you the exact process that we use to create content that's designed to increase traffic to your website, grow its ranking power, and ultimately generate more leads to your business. The last few episodes, we've been talking about the type of content that your service company should be creating, and now we're going to look at the process that we use to do that. So first up is topical and keyword research, right? So we use a spreadsheet to list every one of the services that you offer and each city in your service area. Start with the services that you want to promote and grow the most. Of course, you should have a page on your website already for each service that you offer, separate page, and they should all be grouped under your main services page. So it should be yourwebsite.com/services/whatever the service is. Let's say water heater repair. And the next one would be /services/leak detection. So on and so forth. So all your services are under the URL of yourwebsite.com/services. Okay? Those are your master keywords, your top head terms, which are your services. So we use a spreadsheet. You put each service in its own column. And now you can use Google search suggestions and their list of searches related to at the bottom of each search results page. So you examine each of those suggestions to see which makes sense for your keyword and then go on a hunt for questions related to each service. As we said in the last episode, you can also use tools like Answer the Public, Uber Suggests, Ahrefs, SEMrush, KW Finder, and we use Ahrefs and Google Ads Keyword Planner, right? So you want to look for low competition keyword phrases that are directly related to each of your services, one at a time, right? List all of those keywords under each service on your spreadsheet. So the ones that you find, add them to your spreadsheet for future investigation and potential articles, right? You build up this keyword so it has dozens and dozens of keyword phrases and questions for each of the services that you offer. If you're in a competitive area, which is really most businesses, then it's going to be hard to rank for your services. Your service pages are going to have a hard time ranking. So you'll need to create supporting blog content that is related to each service and then link to that service from the blog content and then from the service back down to the blog content. So you're creating internal linking loops between them, right? So start with articles about keyword phrases that have low competition but still have some traffic. We generally target keywords that have at least 100 to 200 monthly searches. Of course, those tools are that we use to identify that are estimate of traffic. So you can create articles for that show a lower search volume than that, if needed. Okay, number two, next up is to examine Google's search engine results page, otherwise known as a SERP, for each keyword and look and see what type of content is currently ranking for this phrase. This is a super important step here. You're looking to see what Google believes that the searcher is looking for. And you can identify that by examining the type of content Google is providing to the searcher, right? So you need to see what kind of content you need to create or if this keyword phrase should be avoided altogether. And you do this in incognito mode in your browser so that your own previous search history does not affect the results that you're going to see. So what you're looking for is, what is Google, say that 10 times fast, what is Google serving up to the searcher? right? Are there mostly videos on that page? Are there service pages coming up? Informational pages like articles, case studies, how-to posts? Is it navigational? Are people just searching for brands or product names there? Are there commercial investigations going on? Comparisons, product info, that kind of thing? Or are the pages mostly transactional pages? People looking to purchase? Right? So your content needs to match what Google thinks the intent of the searcher is. You don't want to write an informational page for a query that returns commercial intent, right? So you'll never rank. It's not what Google thinks that person is looking for. So at this early stage, you're mostly looking for keyword phrases that return either informational, commercial, or transactional pages. And again, probably most of your early targets are going to be informational pages, right? So you want to find searches that people are using to find answers, solve problems, and generally get accurate information about the topics that are related to your products and services. And when you identify the search intent that aligns with your product or service, then add them to your spreadsheet under that related service. So while you're examining the SERP for each keyword phrases, you also want to extract some info from that SERP and the top ranking sites for each keyword to help you create the best possible content so your content can rise above what's currently ranking there now, right? So this will help you create a content brief for your writer and ensure that your content will be better and more helpful than the top ranking sites and have a chance to rank at the top, right? So first you want to look at the SERP, the search results page, for any people also ask questions Google may be showing and examine those. Some or all of those should probably become subheadings for your article. So you have your title, which is your main keyword, and now we're looking for subheadings to outline the article for you. Right, so you add those people also ask questions that seem to apply to your main search phrase. Add those to your spreadsheet. Then at the bottom of the search results page is a list of searches related to your keyword. So scan those. Some or all of them should probably also become subheadings to have your writer include in the article. Examine them carefully and see if they'll fit. Next, you want to click on every website that's ranking on page one for that search query and examine each page for other subheadings to include in your article, right? So you want to get a word count also for each of the top three or four ranking sites. So you can Google the phrase word counter and you'll see a bunch of free tools that show up. And then you can copy and paste the entire article from those top ranking sites, paste it into the word counter. Get a total word count for the top three or four articles, and then calculate what the average word count is for those three or four sites. And now you have subheadings from people also ask, your searches related to, and now you know your target word count for your article. Next step is to create what's called a content brief for your writer. So this content brief is a guide for your writer to keep them on track. Don't have them wandering off. We want to educate the visitor, the reader, as well as optimize for Google search results, right? So the main keyword phrase is the title, and then the people also ask, and the searches related to, and the subheadings from all the top 10 pages or top 10 sites on page one of the search results page. All of those become subheadings for your article. When you're done, you should have more subheadings than any other page on page one of that SERP, okay? So include the target word count for your writer, and then direct your writer to find at least two non-commercial information sources for your article to reference, right? These are the sources of their content, some of the data that they included on their content. And Google and other users will like it when you provide them additional info or the sources that you use from other sites. Lastly, you want to include an internal link back up to your main service page in the article. And that link should be in the body text of the article. And the words that you use as the link itself should match exactly or very closely to the service page title. For example, Let's say you've got an article about what size tankless water heat household needs, and in it, you're going to link back up to your tankless water heater installation page and use those words, tankless water heater installation, as the link, or what they call the anchor text for the link. You can also include other internal links to other informational pages as you build it out. That'll provide, you know, additional information on that same master topic that the visitor might be interested in. Now your content brief is ready for your writer. So step four would be to assign the project to a writer. Ideally, your writer is using an on-page optimization writing tool like Surfer SEO or Page Optimizer Pro. So these tools will analyze the top-ranking content for your master keyword, and they will guide the writer as to what other words to use on the page, how many times to use the word, article structure, and other suggestions that it will increase your chance of ranking well. All right, step five is when the writer is finished and submits your article, then the next step is to check for spelling and grammar. We use Grammarly to do this, as well as to check for plagiarism. So all three should be checked: plagiarism, spelling, and grammar. All right, you may also want to hand this off to an editor at this stage to do that and to double check all the writing sources and the links. Right. Next step is for your editor to put the article back into your Page Optimizer software and double check again that it's fully optimized, that the editing didn't take it away and lower your optimization score. Now your content is ready for artwork, step seven. So do you need custom graphics for this article? Do you have your own job or product photos that might apply to the article? Do you need a custom video, or can you use a video that's on YouTube right now that from a non-commercial source? Would that apply, right? Otherwise, the last option is to use licensed stock photos from an online image source platform, right? We use Shutterstock.com, but there are several online platforms to choose from. Once you have your images selected, it's super, super important to make sure that you then size those images to what's needed on the page. Images have very large file sizes, which slow down the loading times of your page, and that will not only lose visitors if it takes more than 2 seconds for that page to load, but also is now a ranking factor in Google as part of their page experience update. So first, you want to reduce the size, the width, and the height of the image for how tall they need to be, or the size that they need to be, for the place where you're going to use them on the page, right? And then you want to use image compression software to, and they may be one and the same, the resize tool usually will compress the image also, depending on what tool you use. There's lots of free tools out there. Just Google image resize tool. Okay, so first, how wide and tall they need to be, and then reduce the image using compression. Make them JPEG images if you're currently PNG format, which is a large file source. Okay, number eight, now your content is ready to be posted on your site. You've got your content optimized, you've got your images, they're sized, compressed, right? So now you need a website editor to post the content, if that's not you yourself. And they need to post the content, lay it out nicely, create proper title and headings, space out text and images, include, again, proper title and subheadings, label them as such, H1, H2, H3 tags. Your images need alternative text tags, alt text tags, and then you need a title and meta description for the search results, right? You're also going to add the proper external and internal links. Make sure external links open up in a new tab so they can come back to your site, and that internal links do not do that, right? You just want to go to the next page. Make sure the page is an indexable page, that it can be indexed. So if you're using an SEO software like Yoast or All-in-One or RankMath, go into the Advanced tab and make sure that it's not marked as no index, right? Now, lately, we've been switching over to RankMath SEO plugin for our own site and some client sites. and eventually all client sites, because it has extra features over the other two. We'll talk about that in a future episode, but any of those three tools will work just fine for you. Okay? Now, step number 9, now you want to add the proper schema markup or structured data to the page. So remember to include question and answer schema on the page if it applies. And if you did the keyword research well, you have included questions as subheadings. And so those should be included in the schema along with the short answers. And remember in your answer to repeat the question and then answer it. And that's what Google seems to like the most, right? Step number 10, once your schema markup is all set up, now you want to test the page, right? So make sure it looks good in desktop, tablet, and mobile versions. You usually have to adjust the size of the headings, your titles, and so on and so forth to make them look good on all three types of devices, right? And that you also want to test your internal and external links. Make sure those are all working properly. Step 11, lastly, you're going to go into Google Search Console and you're going to use their URL inspection tool to request Google to index the page and make it eligible for them to find it and make it eligible for ranking and be found in their search results, right? Number 12, if you're using Rank Math or the All-in-One SEO plugin, then they are automatically sending the page to Bing and Yandex for indexing using the new Index Now tool that those two organizations have set up. Google is not participating in the Index Now as of this recording, so you will still need to manually request the indexing as we just described in Google Search Console. Okay. And if you're not using All-in-One or Rank Math, then you'll need to go into your Bing Webmaster Tools also and request indexing in that platform as well. Okay, lastly, you're going to want to syndicate and promote that content on social media and Web 2.0 properties. This will help your article get more exposure, more traffic, and grow links from these other websites to it and from other websites, from visitors liking the content and linking to it. You can see our episode number 83 for more information on how to syndicate content and set up a syndication network. Okay, so in summary, as you can see, there's a lot of work that goes into creating good content that has a chance of ranking in Google and generating more traffic for your website and that can ultimately be converted into leads. You can't generate leads without first generating content. So don't skip on any of these steps or try to use shortcuts. The ultimate goal is to create helpful and useful content that users will be thankful for and that Google will see as the best content for that targeted search term and the related terms, right? Hence all those subheadings. So we're not just going after one phrase, we're going after multiple versions and related phrases. So get both Google and your prospects to know, like, and trust your company, your content, and your company, and you'll be on your way to reducing your customer acquisition costs, your advertising costs, and instead generating high-quality leads that know, like, and trust your company because of the helpful content that you provided. All right, I hope that helps some of you. Thanks for sharing your time and attention with us today. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button to help the algorithms like us. Subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when we post future content. Feel free to share this episode on your social channels. Good luck out there and create a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Battle Plan Marketing Podcast. To power up your home service business, for show notes, visit battleplanmarketing.com/podcast. If you enjoyed our show, please share it on social. Until next time.